This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F like Frank, and like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Linda Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Date of birth, July 10th, 1947. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnston with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of right nephrectomy. Her last visit was March 14th of this year. Since her last visit, she became very ill with COVID-19 pneumonia. She was hospitalized in July from the 12th through the 14th with acute on chronic hypoxic respiratory failure with low oxygen saturations and disorientation, fatigue, and shortness of breath. She did receive antibiotics and steroid therapy, oxygen therapy that was continuous. And then she was discharged home. She had to be rehospitalized for 24 hours August 15th for acute exacerbation of COPD with further hypoxia. She's feeling much better now. She states that she is scheduled to have back surgery in Grand Rapids within the next few weeks, and she's requesting a nephrology clearance for that surgery. She reports that she's already had cardiology and pulmonology clearance done, and she does need nephrology clearance also. She only uses her oxygen at night, and she does have chronic edema of the right lower extremity, and she has had a knee replacement on the right, and there's none on the left currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has lost 14 pounds since her last visit. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath with exertion. Currently none at rest, no cough or sputum production currently, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, she's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Rocaltrol is 0.25 microgram once daily. Prolia injections every 6 months. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Lexapro, 10 milligram daily. Plaquenil, 200 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D3, 500,000 units daily. Trazodone is 150 milligram daily at bedtime. Norco, 7.5, 325, three times a day as needed for pain. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Pilocarpine drops daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Prednisone, 5 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 600 milligram, 1 in the morning, 2 in the evening. Acyclovir, 400 milligram, three times a day. Imodium, 2 milligram as needed for diarrhea. Zofran, 4 milligram, 3 times a day. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Arava, it's A-R-A-V-A, 20 milligram daily. Duoneb, 4 times a day per nebulizer. Probiotic daily. Combivent, 1 inhalation, 4 times a day. Prilosec, 40 milligram twice a day. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligram daily. Morphine, 30 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram daily. Physical examination, weight 158 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 68. Pulse is 71. Respirations are 20. Her neck is supple. There's no JVD, no carotid bruises. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No effusion, no wheezing, no rails. Heart is regular without rub or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites. Extremities, the right lower extremity has 1 to 2+ edema from ankle halfway up the calf. The left has no edema. LAIBS. Most recent LAIBS studies were done September 22, 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 44. Albumin 4, calcium 8.6. Electrolytes are stable and normal. Phosphorus 3.2. Her hemoglobin 10.9 with normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Intact parathyroid hormone 193. We will monitor that. That is most likely elevated secondary to secondary hyperparathyroidism of renal nature. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no evidence of volume overload, no progression of disease. Hypertension is near to goal. She has newly started lisinopril, and that has been helping. And status post right nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. As far as the planned back surgery, she would be cleared for that surgery. Anesthesia and pain medication and other antibiotic or other medications will need to be adjusted based on her estimated GFR and current renal function. Demerol needs to be avoided, and she should avoid all oral or injectable non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.